The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else will do. Cause nothing else can take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? So if you don't believe and you think something pleasant is going to happen when you die, you need to rethink. It's not going to be pleasant. If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. The trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life? If you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yeshua, who you may call Jesus. In this context, the Almighty has said, I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me. Today's program is Important Insights from Yah, Part 5. Overview. This broadcast shares a diversity of verbatim quotes of words spoken to me by the Creator in just on a month from the 15th of September to the 16th of October in 2014. These quotes address a number of challenging issues and also challenge you to seek to hear Father Yah that clearly and become his spokesperson. Finally, we examine some questions relating to your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a strategic management consultant. I have 27 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993 when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair, which when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess and I chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis of what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It is the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, and physical books. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's www.endtimeissueministries, all one word, .org. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts for previous broadcasts. That's www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Questions from last week's program. Lance asked, did the Almighty only start speaking to you after you had the affair? Lance, he spoke to me on that specific occasion. I then prayed some very significant prayers in terms of repentance and turning my life around and committing my life to serve him. And I started to hear him at times, not very clearly initially, but over time I learned to hear him more clearly. I cleaned up my act, and eventually after some fasts, etc., I started to hear him moderately clearly. The quotes that I've been sharing with you for the last 5 weeks were given to me in a period in 2014 where I'd been on a series of fasts and I was really, really close to him and hearing him very clearly. I don't hear him that clearly today. I'm sad that I don't. Some things happened that prevented that. Insofar as because he'd spoken to me audibly, I knew he wanted to speak to me again. I made a real effort to seek to hear him. I did hear him a couple of times before that. Did you say you married after this ordeal went on? I was married at the time. I tried for 3 years to turn the marriage around. That didn't work for various reasons. I got divorced, remarried. Kyle asked, what kind of relationship do people really have with religion? Kyle, I think a lot of people are just sort of sucked in intellectually. They have a need for some sort of belief, and religion is what they can find. The trouble with religion is it puts people on a pedestal. So the pastor, the rabbi, the imam, the guru, whoever, is put on a pedestal and people effectively worship that person instead of seeking a relationship with Father directly. So religion gets in the way of people having a relationship with Father. Am I married now? I'm not legally married. I have covenant relationships. Larry asked, would you say you have a close enough relationship with him that your name would hold weight when mentioned? Larry, I think if you went to Father and you said, James Robertson says it's possible for me to get a deep personal relationship with you, he'd probably say, well, I'll agree with James on that. But for the most part, I don't think you should be relying on my name to get you anything with Father. I think you need to get to that relationship with him yourself. And there are certain things that you can only get by praying in the name of Yahushua. So deliverance, healing, etc. Jean asked, okay, for instance, if praying for world peace, would that be a prayer that has merit? Jean, frankly, the average person praying for world peace, that would be a complete waste of breath. First of all, the wars that are going on in the world are, to all intents and purposes, being waged by unbelievers. They may be under the guise of religion, but most of the people in religion are not actually believers. So Father really is unconcerned about what the unbelievers do to each other, so he wouldn't be interested in your prayer. Secondly, unless you are in serious right standing, dealt with all your sin, and walking very close to Father, you don't have the authority to pray for the world. Only somebody who is really, really close to Father has the authority to pray for anything in the world, and then only if they're praying Father's will. So as a general principle, praying for world peace is a complete and utter waste of time. How can we get higher in rank with him? Well, listening to these programs, putting in practice what I share with you, get the article, Seven Components of Drawing Close to the Almighty, which is lower down on the menu, on the main menu of the website. Put all of that into practice. If you do everything that's in that document over a period of about 2 years, several fasts, cleansing, etc., within 2 years you will be pretty close to him. I'm working with somebody now who has progressed quite significantly in the matter of a few months by taking on board the information that's available on the website. You would also need to really engage with the website and learn what's there. What is that you say, Bible puncher? That's Father's term for people who use the Bible to bombastically tell people that that's the way it is. People who say, this is the Bible, it's God's word, it's without error, it's definitive. You do this or you do that. The Bible says this or the Bible says that. That's a Bible puncher. So to get on to tonight's program, important insights that I've gained into various topics from day to day, a collection of short messages given by the Almighty with regard to various topics from the 15th of September to the 16th of October 2014. I testify that these messages are accurate records of what I heard him say to me at that time. These messages were given in the weeks following a series of 7 3-day fasts, seeking truth and seeking to draw closer to the Almighty. At the start of this, on the 6th of August 2014, the Almighty Creator, Yah the Eternally Self-Existing, said, "It is time to choose. Will you be my friend or my foe? There is no middle ground." Refer to the web page Important Insights on the main menu of the website for the complete collection. Yah says further on the 15th of September 2014, read the statement, "Love believes the best of all men." Love believes the best of all men, derived from 1 Corinthians 13, relates to chesed, covenant love, and therefore relates only to believers. Believe the best of those the person is in covenant with, and those who are in covenant with me, that's with Yah. I clearly told Moshe and others that my enemies should be utterly destroyed. This false teaching about love your enemies has greatly weakened my cause relative to those who cannot and will not be truly converted to serving me. Yah, Yeshua, and love your enemies. Yeshua's teaching, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, pray for those who despitefully use you, was given to believers, relating to believers, not unbelievers. Yah, with regard to saying grace or giving thanks for food on the 16th of September, saying grace or giving thanks for food and at mealtimes is futile and manifestly foolish in the eyes of all rational beings unless I really have miraculously provided in a visibly miraculous fashion, which almost never happens in this age. This is but one of the myriad of foolish sayings and traditions that the masterminds have tricked those who at some level believe into taking on board in order to make belief in me appear ridiculous. Contrast this with a deep experientially based knowledge of my existence that is not constantly engaged in destructive high power salesmanship and gimmickry. Remember, I want friends who have a deep personal relationship with me, not a load of shallow converts destined for the outer darkness. Yari, someone getting to the top of the mountain. I would love you, James, or anyone else to climb to the top of the mountain. I am so lonely and isolated here and have been for the last 2,000 years. Yari, The Behavior of Humans, 16th of September 2014. I really do not understand these beings that I have created. There are so many things that seem self-evident to me, and yet they do exactly the opposite. Some important points there. Notice that James in 2014, although he was close to Father, was not at the top of the mountain. I'm not at the top of the mountain now. I've never been to the top of the mountain. I'm closer to the top of the mountain than anybody else. It is possible for you to get to the top of the mountain. It's up to you to make the decision to go there and do the hard yards that are necessary to get there. Don't put me on a pedestal. I'm a signpost to getting closer to Father than I am. Also notice his Father's comments about he doesn't understand us. It's hugely revealing. He intentionally created us to have will and reasoning, etc. And it's produced unexpected consequences that he battles with. But at the same time, there are people who make a real effort to serve him. Yari, prosperity. It is so that I have prospered some of my servants in the past, but that prosperity has come through wisdom that benefited other humans who were prepared to pay for the benefits and through favor with other humans. The rest of prosperity teaching is from the masterminds. Yari loneliness on the 17th of September, his loneliness on the 17th of September. I'm desperately lonely, trapped by the lies those who do believe have taken on board, so that those who do draw close to me do so with expectations and beliefs that keep them a considerable distance from me. And most of those who make the greatest sacrifices for me are doing so for the wrong reasons and suffering loss because of their unwitting sin and error, not the righteousness of their cause, as they mistakenly suppose. Folks, this is so sad. Father is terribly lonely. There's a part of him that is engaged with humanity on planet Earth, not the part of him that's in heaven with those who've already graduated. And the people on Earth are almost universally ignoring him. The few that are paying some sort of attention to him are so wrapped up in error and wrong names and wrong Sabbaths and you name it, they're missing it. Won't you step forward today and become his friend? Work at it. I really, really encourage you to do that. Yari Joyner's big mistake on the 17th of September 2014. Joyner interpreted his achievements in the visions as being achievements in real life. They were not. It is only possible to reach the top of the mountain or receive the red, blue, and green stones or any other reward through what one accomplishes in the physical realm. Joyner was shown these things so that he knew they existed and could go back and earn them and motivate others to seek these rewards, so that he could apply what he was taught and teach others to climb the mountain to the top and earn the stones and other insignia of rank and other rewards. Instead, he has taken it that he received those rewards in the visions and still has them, and that they cannot be taken away, and he has totally failed to analyze, report, and teach based on what he was shown. In fact, he has done almost nothing with the information he was given at the red, blue, and green stones. Instead, by writing only what he has written and doing no more, he has positioned himself as an elite untouchable that no one else can approach or emulate. Your, James, ebook on Where Will You Spend Eternity is by far the most significant piece of writing anywhere, drawing lessons from the little that Joyner did see fit to publish. Folks, this is so important. We make huge, huge, huge mistakes. I encourage you to get close to Father. Use me and others as pointers, examples. But you set yourself the objective of getting closer to Father than anyone else. Yari abortion and sacrificing children in the fire. Fundamentally, there is no difference between gruesomely violent late-stage abortion and offering the child alive as a burnt offering. The trauma is comparable. Yari, the abominable acts of senior Satan servants. The reason senior Satan servants commit abominable acts is to demonstrate their utter rejection of me, Yah, and all I stand for, in order to win the approval of their masters, who then allocate more powerful demons and messengers to serve them. Yari, his demonstrations of power in previous generations. Many of the major acts of the past were to discourage Satan's servants or, as with the flood, to destroy them in terms of the contest. Many of these acts were also to encourage those who served me in those times. But there were acts of my servants, such as calling down fire to consume the troop of soldiers, etc., that were, quite frankly, an abuse of power that I frowned upon. That's an important point. The Bible is a useful historical account of the conduct of a significant number of anointed, spirit-filled servants of Yah. But most of them made mistakes. Most of them committed sins. And if you believe the Bible is the Word of God, you're locked into believing that all of that was appointed by the Almighty, and that somehow that sort of wrong behavior is acceptable. We've just seen here, Father says it's not. Got to be so careful about what you take on board, about religion, what religion teaches you. Yari, the futility of Christian evangelism. Christian evangelism is futile. For the most part, all they achieve is to convert sinners from one paradigm of evil to another, the Christian one. When the occasional person does make a decision for me instead of Jesus, they are so overwhelmed with error that for the most part they end up in the outer darkness at best. Yari, The Foolishness and Presumption of Most Believers, 27th of September. There is so much foolishness and presumption in the thinking and wording of even the most anointed ones, such that they abdicate their intellect and accountability and make me responsible for their faithfulness. Yari, Preventing Failure, on the 27th of September. Unless a person is constantly questioning themselves and their conduct and is deeply aware that they can fall at any time, failure is inevitable. Folks, it's so important to realize there's no point in converting somebody if you then leave them to carry on based on the way they were living life before they prayed that prayer. There's a page on the website about important actions to take when a person comes to belief. That includes the first 7 days fasting, anointing with oil and with the blood of the covenant, very important prayers to pray, reading, study. There's a huge amount that a new believer should do in the first 8 days in order to come close to Father from the beginning. Yari, The Change in Attitude, The Focus on Becoming His Friend brings. As you are seeing, once a person really gets that my priority is for them to become my friend, their thinking, their message, and their understanding of situations and circumstances changes radically. Yah, reclimbing to the top of his mountain. It is impossible to climb to the greatest heights on my mountain, let alone remain on my mountain, without a deep and fundamental commitment to all truth and to fully and comprehensively keeping my commandments. Yari, The Anger of Ancestor Spirits. Inherently, most ancestor spirits are angry at being deceived and robbed of their inheritance. They are shown heaven as well as the lake of fire and brimstone when they die, and the majority turn that anger into determination to make sure that others are robbed also. A minority withdraw and try not to contribute to others falling. These are amongst those in the kingdom of the white witches. The kingdom of the white witches is one of the categories of satanic servants that you encounter in my writings on the demographics. There's a series of levels of rank on earth today. Yari, His Experience During Creation. During creation, I explored every avenue that occurred to me without knowing how that would evolve as I partnered with human beings to explore and exploit what I was creating. Yari, His Pleasure in the Creative Process. I had a lot of fun and derived a lot of pleasure from the creative process. And at some level, I derived pleasure from what man has done with my creation in the last 6,000 years. But I've also been deeply grieved by the way that they have perverted my creation and used it for evil. Yari, Climbing His Mountain, on the 5th of October 2014. In many respects, climbing Mount Everest is like climbing my mountain. The closer you get to the top, the greater the dangers, because the forces of darkness do not want anyone to climb to the very top, because once a human being reaches the very top, they reach a place of authority and power that makes them almost unstoppable, such that they are in a position to roll back the darkness in dramatic ways. Very few have fully reached this position, of which Moshe, Yeshua, and Muhammad are the most notable. Folks, so important to understand this. It takes real determination, grit, to get really close to Father, to get really up to the top of His mountain. Remember, the mountain is just a metaphor. He wants you at the top. You have to make the decision. You have to do the hard work. You have to pray the prayers. You need to sanctify yourself and cleanse yourself and generally do the necessary. Yari, Unbelievers, on the 5th of October 2014. Contrary to popular belief, I am not concerned about nor interested in those who are not serving me, other than those whose parents or grandparents at least serve me. Yes, I would like all to serve me, but right now I have to be pragmatic and focus on those where evidence suggests I have some prospect of success. And for that reason, I am totally disinterested in a large proportion of those on earth today. For this reason, most missionaries have been misguided and have largely wasted their lives. Yari telling people that he desires a deep personal relationship with them. Your focus on telling people that I desire a deep personal relationship with them is a huge and highly valuable gift. Thank you. That was to me. Yari Hammond Japheth, Africa and the Far East Asia on the 7th of October. My only interest in Ham and Japheth is to the extent that there are sons of Shem in recent generations among them. Ham has totally forsaken me and Japheth ignores me. Folks, it's so important to see things from father's perspective. It's no good just carrying on and saying, well, everybody needs to get saved. You need to be practical about those who are able to get saved, those who are most likely to be receptive to the message. Yes, everybody can qualify. Question is, will they? Yari, his hatred of idols like the Bible, 7th of October. The reason I hate idols like the Bible, the church, the pastor, is because people take time, energy, and resources that they could employ in drawing closer to me and forming a deeper relationship with me and devote them to things that have no eternal value and no value to me. Yari, his commandments as anchor. My commandments are the anchor for your emunah, your faith, your trust and belief. They are the measuring stick for all you do, think, say, and believe. If you anchor yourself on my commandments, you will not fall off the mountain. The minute you start to compromise relative to my commandments, you will start to slip and slide down the mountain. By commandments, I refer not only to the so-called Ten Commandments, but also to my guiding principles and the ethos of serving me with integrity, grit, determination, character, and fortitude. Do all that you know to do, and then stand, and keep seeking deeper revelation. Every time you slip, it is an indication of error or ignorance. Folks, fundamentally, first and foremost, getting free of sin means you keep all 10 of the 10 commandments, which means you need to understand those 10 commandments in their true interpretation, which is available on the website. Look at the commandments page. Yari facilitating others to go further. It is so important that your goal is to enable others to climb higher than you and faster than you and not follow you. That is one of the greatest traps my anointed servants fall into. They see themselves as the leader and the goal instead of the facilitator and enabler of others to go further. Yari anointed ones worshipping Jesus and using wrong names on the 11th of October. It really grieves and hurts me when anointed ones whom I've touched with my spirit give worship to Jesus and or call me God, the Lord, etc. Put yourself in my place for a minute and imagine what it would be like for your wife to cry out the name of another man while making love to you. Yari songs calling on him to draw us close to him on the 11th of October. It is not about me drawing close to you. It is about you drawing close to me. Yari, those who truly seek to serve him. In every generation, there have been so few who have truly sought to serve me, even in generations that history records as being times of notable revival. There have only been a few who have truly laid down their lives to serve me. Read Rick Joyner on the 12th of October. Rick Joyner failed to record the most important parts of what he was shown in every respect. Yari, the outcome of Satan wins. In the event that Satan wins, once I have withdrawn my spirit from the earth and all plant and animal life has died, the there will be no value to Satan and the masterminds in the vast majority of ancestor spirits, so they are likely to be left to languish wherever their hosts have fallen. Yari spouses who obstruct their partner's relationship with him. A spouse that stands in the way of their partner's relationship with me constitutes a basis for divorce. Yari people seeking a deep personal relationship with him on the 13th of October 2014. By deep personal relationship, I mean an ongoing dialogue and partnership in which I am consulted with regard to every area of that person's life, where that person is constantly asking questions directed at gaining understanding, and where I'm able to speak intelligently to that person at all times. You, James, are there to a point, but you could get much closer and hear me more clearly than you do at present. Folks, that's such an important point. You may listen to me. A couple of people have asked the question, or can you ask in my name? Please don't go there. When I started this in 2001, when Father called me, he said to me, don't get an inflated opinion of yourself. I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel. I could be much closer to Father than I am. I have been closer than I am now. I'm not a particularly good example. I may be the best example that's available to you right now. Learn from me and then go past me, please. Yari Healing, 14th of October. In the early days, all my servants walked in divine health and illness was almost unheard of. By the time of Yeshua, illness was becoming more common and healing was therefore noteworthy. Today, illness is almost universal, and few have the emunah, faith, for healing, or even appreciate it as possible. And, from my perspective, the spiritual illness of this age, which is almost universal, is far more of an issue than physical illness. For this reason, I no longer place any emphasis on physical healing, other than limited healing for those who are strongly anointed. The spiritual dispensation is so weak today. Also, I'm no longer prepared to bribe people with healing. It got me nowhere in the last few hundred years. Yari, the way he's regarded, I am not a commodity to be auctioned off, and I will not beg for servants or friends. I am creator of the heavens and the earth, and I desire the service of those who respect me as such, and the friendship of those who will not slide into familiarity. So important, folks. Yes, he wants to be your friend. He wants you to be his friend. Note that it is possible for him to be your friend without you being his friend. He wants to be friendly. So a lot of people who are anointed at some level and relatively close to him see him as their friend. He does not see them as his friend. It requires a lot more effort. Yari, opposition to his true servants. To serve me successfully and sustainably and live comfortably today requires a level of secular excellence by my spirit that few have the willpower, emunah, faith, or determination to achieve. Yari, Zeus and Jesus, 15th of October. Zeus was the ruling mastermind in and around Greece 2,000 years ago. He has subsequently changed his name to Jesus and is one of the most powerful masterminds on earth today. Yari, the New Testament written in Hebrew. Most of the so-called New Testament was originally written in Hebrew. Those manuscripts were destroyed by the Romans and the Jews, and only the Greek translations survived. Yari, taking the Bible and Jesus to Buddhist countries, the 16th of October 2014. Taking the Bible and Jesus to Buddhist countries is futile. They simply add them to their collection of idols and idolatrous deities. Buddha, Confucius, etc., are all in any event corruptions of Yeshua. Those people were amongst the other sheepfolds that Yeshua appeared to after his resurrection. If missionaries do not present the truth about me and about Yeshua and lead the Buddhists to a deep personal relationship with me, focused on me, and without the Bible, and with minimal focus on Yeshua, they will only heap condemnation on these people and destroy the fragments of truth that are preserved. And even then, their mission is likely to fail outright. Those people are, for the most part, beyond all hope of being saved, barring a few recent illegitimate sons of the Shemites, Europeans. Yari, the problems caused by Christianity in the Bible. It is a huge problem. Belief in Christianity and the Bible, which frequently directly contradict one another, requires intellectual violence and abuse that majorly gets in the way of intelligent, inquiring thought. The only way to reconcile Christianity and the Bible is the living word of God and without error is mindless, unquestioning acceptance and rote learning that totally neutralizes intellect. Yari, worship of the Bible. Worship of the Bible and reliance on the Bible as the only source of knowledge about me massively limits me and those that believe the lie, such that it is almost certain that they will fall away eventually and never recover. The intellect is so bound up with the lies that they cannot think straight. Yari, he does not lead people most of the time. Most of what happens day to day in the lives of believers and unbelievers alike is just what happens. There is no involvement on my side or the side of the satanic realm. That's an important observation, folks. It's so easy to fall into a trap where you think Father's doing this for you and Father's doing that for you and lose sight of the fact that you're actually in charge of your life. It's your decisions. It's the things that you do. It's the words that you speak, the acts that you execute that determine where you are. And the rest of it is it just happens. It's just life carries on. Father is not scripting you as some sort of glove puppet. In conclusion for today, I pray that this has given you food for thought, actions and decisions you can take right now. Also, I pray that you've been challenged to seek to hear Father Yah as closely as I heard him in August through October 2014. It is available to you. As I've said before, this is available to anybody. It will be more difficult for some groups of people than others, but at the end of the day, if you decide to become a friend of Yah, it is open to you, irrespective of your religion, your race, your color, your age, your gender, your financial position, your education, etc. So if you have been challenged to become a friend of Yah or to seek a relationship with Yah, perhaps you can pray along with me. Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I confess that I have not sought a relationship with you up till today. James says such a relationship is possible. I desire such a relationship, Father. I ask you to help me. I ask you to show me what to read. I ask you to show me who to talk to. I ask you to bring the people you want into my life and take the people you don't want in my life out. I ask you to open the doors that you want open. I ask you to close the doors that you want closed. Guide me in every possible way, Father. Lead me by your Spirit. Fill me with your Spirit. Teach me to walk as an anointed one. Father, I desire earnestly to serve you faithfully to the end. I desire earnestly to qualify to sit on a high throne with you for eternity. Help me to do that. Amen. So let's take a step back. What is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator right now? Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and will be bitterly disappointed when you die. Folks, I really refer you to the document, Seven Components of Drawing Close, on the website. It's towards the bottom of the main menu, and the PDF is available behind the home page, the top left-hand corner. There are a number of components, including decision, including prayer, including cleansing, including what I call research, understanding your role in Father's, in service of Father. I encourage you to go to the website, download that article, read it in depth, put it into practice, pray the prayers, sing the songs, download the music, the worship songs off the recommended worship page, sing those songs. Immerse yourself three times, go on a seven-day water-only fast, etc., etc. There is about 1,000 pages on the website, answers to most of your questions, telling you what to do. I urge you to go for it. Five key documents are really important. The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. Seven components of drawing close to the Creator, recommended worship. The Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing. Where will you spend eternity? All available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcript of nearly all teaching in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they are all available at www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page and are physically available. I publish regular email articles. Email james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. As I mentioned a minute ago, there's a lot of information there. If you go and use this Google site search, you may well find what you're looking for. If you look at the article search, you can put in keywords and see what you come up with there. If you look at the page which has got the article keyword cloud, that will give you an index that you can access. I really encourage you to go for it. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them next broadcast. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, this is so important. There are all sorts of people saying Jesus is coming soon. Not true. It's coming in 3003, round about May, so 983 years from now, roughly. And he's only going to come back if there is at least one person in right standing, free of sin, to ask for him to come back. I deeply desire to make that a reality, and I appeal to you to join with me in doing that. If you have taken my message seriously, if you have decided to seek to draw close to Father, then part of that decision is to make a way for other people, for future generations, to also draw close to Father. I would like to Father to have millions of friends and billions of committed believers by the end of the millennium. And I urge you to take that objective on board and work with me to achieve it. Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you next week. Good night. Father.